Chamber of Commerce, Big Tech, Corporations Beg Congress to Pass Amnesty for DACA Illegal Aliens. By John Binder on November 6, 2023. Executives with the nation's biggest multinational corporations are begging Congress to pass amnesty for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enrolled in former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. In September, United States District Judge Andrew Hannon ruled DACA unconstitutional after discovering in 2021 that the Obama administration illegally created the program. The case is now making its way through the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Executives at multinational corporations, represented by the Chamber of Commerce and big tech conglomerates like Amazon, Facebook, Airbnb, Google, DoorDash, IBM, Intuit, Lyft, Microsoft, and Uber, among others, are now asking Congress to pass amnesty for more than 500,000 illegal aliens enrolled in DACA. American businesses in numerous key sectors rely on DACA beneficiaries in their workforce, the executives wrote in a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson. RLA, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. RKY. Congress must act to provide Dreamers with permanent legal status so that they can continue living and working in the U.S. without fear of deportation, they continued. The push from corporations comes after Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas similarly urged Congress to pass an amnesty for DACA illegal aliens. In February, Senators Dick Durbin, DEL, and Lindsey Graham, RSC, proposed their DREAM Act amnesty that would provide green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship to nearly 2 million illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for DACA. The amnesty has failed to gain traction in Congress. As Breitbart News reported in 2017, a DACA amnesty would open a surge of chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens could bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S., ranging from 10 million to 19 million foreign nationals. A prior Breitbart News analysis found that a DACA amnesty would cost American taxpayers some $115 billion by opening Obamacare rolls to newly legalized illegal aliens. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has estimated that such an amnesty would cost taxpayers $26 billion. That same CBO report suggests that about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, while at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. Related, Joe Biden announces plan to expand Obamacare, Medicaid for DACA illegal aliens. In 2013, CBO analysis stated that the Gang of Eight amnesty plan would slightly push down wages for American workers. A 2020 CBO analysis stated that immigration has exerted downward pressure on the wages of relatively low-skilled workers who are already in the country, regardless of their birthplace. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.